All right, I got a question for you guys. Are you ready? Are you ready for the fallout, as Fastball once asked? Are you ready, as Jonathan Davis of Korn once asked? Are you ready to get down tonight, as some disco singer probably asked once upon a time? Well, it sounds like you guys are ready. It is time for this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting. By the power vested in me, I hereby declare this week's Friendly Town City Council meeting to order. Now chant it with me.
Friendly Town!
Okay. We're gonna try this one more time. We're gonna tie St. Thomas up and put him in a fucking trunk of someone's car. Why are you saying, oh, he intentionally undercut the Friendly Town chant? If there's one thing we care about here in the completely off-the-walls, improvisational comedy world of Friendly Town, it's conformity. So anyway, welcome to Friendly Town, you guys. Give it up for yourselves. We have a lot of leading mad scientists with us tonight. Tonight's episode, Friendly Town Needs a Mad Scientist. Honestly, we here at Friendly Town have been sitting pretty for too long with the mere neurobiologists, rocket scientists, mechanical engineers, and other types of engineers. We have too many of those people who are serious about the science that they do and they create. We need the craziest fucking scientists in the world here in Friendly Town. We need at least one to shake things up. So tonight, at our city council meeting, we are going to be auditioning the maddest of the mad scientists. Let's see who we've got, what type of specialties we have represented tonight. We have one person who signed up under their real name, and he's going up first, so I'm not going to blow that one. We have a professor of obscure soda pop tonight, which is going to be very fascinating. We have a professor of item transformation. That sounds pretty rad to me. I don't know why you guys aren't already carrying her off on your shoulders. That sounds amazing. We have a rhythmic alchemist and professor of wompology, you guys. You have to understand, this guy earned his BA in... And trust me, only one person out of every 100 years of students at Friendly Town University, or FU, earns their degree in... They had to figure out how to put that on they had to figure out how to put that on a diploma. They just gave him an air horn to make it. We also have another person who signed up as a mad scientist under their real name. I'm not sure why. He is, however, one of Friendly Town's city council members and founding members, so I guess I'll let that slide. We also have a professor of Mountain Dew. Now, I know you guys might be wondering, what is it about Mountain Dew that requires mad science? Well, that's why we're fucking doing this. That's why we're doing the science rules marathon here at Friendly Town. This is, again, week three. Week one, we had Friendly Town needs to eradicate a species. Week two, Friendly Town needs to reintroduce a species. This is week three, Friendly Town needs a mad scientist. And week four next week is going to be Friendly Town Science Forum, where we're going to be interviewing each other about pressing issues in the world of science. None of these issues might be real, but they're pressing. And we need to talk about them here at Friendly Town. Now, before I bring up your first scientist, I wanted to make a modest proposal. Now, I'm just an ordinary small town mayor. I don't have a whole lot of science, doohickey, nonsense, know-how, whatever you guys call it. But I have a couple of ideas of prototypes I'm working on. Do you want to hear them? All right, that one person. I'm going to deliver it to that one person that wants to hear my scientist's ideas. That's why I know about it, because I'm calling them scientist ideas. Like, there's ideas in the heads of scientists, and you know, the things that you do with the science. You take the science, you put it together in the thing, and it makes science. I have a couple of prototypes for add-ons for social media that I think might solve racism, and they might solve social injustice. The first of which is an add-on where you can go into every used bookstore and implant it in every copy of Atlas Shrugged or The Fountainhead, so that as soon as the person opens it up, it just fires flames and bullets right into their face. and removes them from the gene pool. It also has like a built-in like additional flames to deal with their like sunglasses and their flat brim hat and their t-shirt that says, "Nice story, babe, now go make me a sandwich." I have to work on that prototype to counteract the pussy magnet vibes that all those dudes give out. The well actually crowd, as we call them. But basically, the whole point of that is to eliminate the well actually crowd, to remove them from the gene pool. So that's my first prototype. My second prototype is a device that works through social media, creating a virus. I'm not sure how to do this yet, but I want to create a virus that infects whoever, the second someone says or types the phrase "all lives matter," they instantly turn black. That's what I think will solve racism in this country. Like, the second they say "all" or "blue lives matter," they instantly become black, and then they are allowed to change back to their original race in about 1 week after hanging out in the old city drunk on a Friday night. That is going to be the test, and they're allowed to change back to their original race or not. I'm not sure about that part. I might just like disengage the part where they're allowed to change back to their original race, which I'm not. I'm saying it to be politically correct. It's white. It's white and someone's uncle. Like, that is the that's the original race that they started out as, and the second they type one of those phrases into a search engine or one of those phrases into their social media profile, boom, they are now African American. And I think that that will go to solve a lot of issues we are facing today. So those are my two science ideas, and I think that's what they're called, science ideas. I know some people might come up here and call them experiments, but you know, an experiment involves like a test group and a control group and a bunch of shit I don't have time for. So that's just a science idea, and I'm throwing that out there into the ether. So ladies and gentlemen, this is Friendlytown Needs a Mad Scientist. Couple quick notes. I already told you guys during the open mic portion, silence your cell phones. If you have to have a conversation, go on outside to the front. Everyone, please give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd Lewis. We have two mayors. Whoever is on stage and whoever's behind the bar. And it looks like our mayor is doubling as a mad scientist tonight, so that's going to be good. Your first mad scientist comes to us all the way from Chum Village. Our neighbors and friendly rivals to the west of us over in Chum Village. Please give it up for Dr. Alex Linton.
Yeah. Hey man, so like, I'm professor of potology. I like pot. So I think pot's like the best thing we have in this culture, man. You're like, when you're having a bad day, you just like want a 420 blaze. You just go home and you just like fucking smoke, and then you. So I was gonna make a presentation, but then I smoked and forgot. I'm so high. Okay, guys, I probably should have prepared. So I think pot's really cool, mostly because it makes all the bad go away. And makes the shit going. I thought this like 5 minutes ago. I had short-term memory loss also because of the pot. But let me tell you why pot's the best thing ever. I think pot should be included in elementary schools and the cookies. You know why? Because those kids are hyper as fuck and they need to chill out a little bit, bro. Okay? You know, I think that would really lower it down a little bit. Like, bring them down to... I don't know if y'all ever been to an elementary school? These kids are fucking going crazy. Like, oh, I want recess. I want to be able to do things. No, shut up. Sit down. I think pot would have helped me as a kid, really, because I was super ADD. I was the leg shaker. You know what I mean? This guy's a leg shaker. No, you're not. You're chill. So I was the leg shaker in fucking class, and guess what? I don't have, when I smoke pot, guys, I don't have dreams, is the answer. I don't know if you noticed that. Did you know that about pot? You don't have dreams. 420 blaze every day. What's up? So I've been smoking pretty much every day since I was like 20 years old. But I don't know if you can tell that from the everything about me. Also, I'm the professor of potology. I don't even give a shit if you guys don't think it's funny. I think it's funny as fuck. All right, I'm going to try to say one more funny thing, and then I'm going to get out of here. You guys like pot? You guys, I don't know about you guys. You guys look a little squarish, if I'm allowed to say that. Yeah, you definitely smoke pot. Do you smoke pot? Do you smoke pot?
For sure.
Deep 420 blaze every day, bro. Cool. Thanks, everybody. I know where I'm getting weed from after this. So, everybody.
right. That was. I just found out that that was not a doctor or a mad scientist. It was just a dude who wanted weed. And I apologize. I really apologize. We here at Friendly Town should hold our guests to a higher. We have to have a higher screening process for our guests. I think. Honestly, I feel like that. Look, fool me once, shame on me, right? Fool me 13 times, now 14 after tonight. Shame on whoever that dude was. Those of you guys who are just here for the first time, that happens literally every week here at Friendly Town. Someone who just gets up and just starts talking about weed irrespective of whatever the topic of the show is. That being said, if you come here high, I'm not telling you to get high and come here, but you'll probably enjoy it a little bit more. Not that you're not already enjoying it a lot, but I think we can adopt that gentleman's policies a little bit. Anyway, moving on to your next scientist du jour. We have six of those, because that means of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a very rare treat, a scientist who is a professor of obscure soda pop. Holy shit. Professor of obscure soda pop, Dr. Todd Lewis.
That Jim Brewer impersonator was fucking amazing, you guys.
Yeah, man.
So I'm Professor Todd Lewis. Some people call me mad. But the truth is, I just don't care. I didn't care about obscure soda and the history of it. There was a lot of memorizing. So I invented a time machine and killed my professor as a baby and took his place. I hear you at Friendly Town have an opening for a mad scientist position. And I think you should hire me, because I have a time machine. But, and if you don't, I'll go back and murder you all as infants. Nah, you're not worth the bullets. I don't care. You know what the first thing I did when I got a time machine was? I went back in time and fucked myself. People were all worried that it was going to cause a quantum conundrum and end the universe, but I could remember when I was 19 and I came through time to fuck myself, and it was amazing. No way I was missing out on that. So a lot of people talk about how they'd go back and kill Hitler, but like, you know, I tried to do that, but didn't really, you know, I didn't care enough to really make it work, you know. And it's like someone always takes his place. So eventually I just went back in time and told myself to save myself the trouble. And that's how I got this hook hand. That's weird. So there's lots of things I can do with a time machine. The most important of which, I can go back to when you're a teenager and tell you what movies and books and TV shows you should be watching and music you should be listening to impress people in college. That's a service I can provide. I can also tell you like about whether a football game or sports contest is worth watching or not. But, you know, who cares about sports, man? I don't know. Anyway, has anybody got a cigarette? Anybody? All right. I'm going to get off of here, you know, so you guys have a good night, and please pick me as your mad scientist.
Oh, shit!
Still got beer in it.
Yeah, and I'm going to drink it. I'm not above it.
Pick it up.
No, I'll do it in a second. Everyone give it up for Dr. Todd Lewis. That actually kind of hurt. Also, that was also not a real scientist. That was also just another person who came in wanting cigarettes. So maybe third time's the charm. Maybe this third person will be a real, actual scientist with mad ideas that are gonna push us forward into the world of mad science. Your next, let's see, let me make sure I get this right here. There's an interesting spelling to her name. She is a specialist of item transformation. Everyone, please give it up for Professor Stoneair.
Bonsoir. Well, today I'm going to be giving you a very important special lecture. It is something that I believe everybody should know, and this is item transformation. More specifically, turning random items into pipes for weed. Okay, so this is step one. You get yourself an apple, right? All right. Now, I learned this from my mother, God rest her soul. What you have to do is you have to take the end of a pen right over here. This is just so you can get a bigger bowl. Say you're in high school or something, mechanical pencil works pretty well. So what you do first is a little bit of this. Step one, you drill down the center of it. Now, the most important thing you really have to remember is that if you're doing this, you probably don't deserve whatever weed you're smoking. Same. Also, if you're doing this, you're probably a sentient garbage fire at a Bernie Sanders rally. So we appreciate your not votes. What a one. All right. Step one, you're going to take a little hole and put it up here. Step two, you're going to put a little hole and put it in here. Step three is you're going to get some weed. This is a nice, heady blend of indica, pre-shredded. There's a lot of people that are really unsure right now. All right. Now, for this, I suggest not taking too heavy of a hit. A little bit will do. Just a nice little pinch. Stuff that right there. Boom, boom. And then you smoke. Light it right there. Pull the weed out of here with the smoke. Step one, complete. Now, sometimes you may not have fruit, but you may be in your brother's, like your friend's basement, bingy, something along those lines, and you do find aluminum foil. Now, this is where you can really bust out all of those failed origami things that your mom was trying to get you to go do. I personally like to do as a one-hitter kind of situation, and to make it extra fancy, put a motherfucking straw in there, guys. Right there. Wrap it around. Now, you don't have any of the ouchies from any of the bowl. You just put it right there. Put it right there. Boom! Very dangerous pipe. Yeah! The final, I'm just gonna randomly pick something from the stage so I can prove that I earned my degree. I'm trying to see. Yeah, all right. Beer can. Now the key to the beer can, you're gonna suck the weed out of here. Pen. No, you don't want to do this with a knife, man. I don't know if you saw what I was doing, but it wasn't very good. And then you just take this, and then you just put it in here, and then you watch. You listen to Dark Side of the Moon synced up to The Wizard of Oz and tell how your friends are you're going to kill it in art school and how Trish is a bitch. It'll be great. So, in conclusion, the world is your pipe. Thank you. I've been Professor Stoneair.
All right. All right, seriously, was there like a Sublime song called Mad Scientist? Was the theme of tonight's Friendly Town Meeting, was it lost on you guys? Give it up for Professor Stoneair. Give it up for her. I'm not going to say her real name for the podcast because I think she just committed a misdemeanor on stage. So in a couple of states. None of the cool ones, but, you know. Next up, we have a very special guest. I wonder what he's going to present about. One of his specialties is wompology, so that probably has nothing to do with drugs. Ladies and gentlemen, rhythmic alchemist and professor of wompology and a specialist in... I forgot my phone with a little app on it, sorry. Dr. St. Thomas Ledoux.
I got my swagger back. Well, bro, what's up? All right, here's what's going on, bro. I got these fucking beats, bitches. I'm gonna slam them down in your fucking ears. I got this shit that every mad scientist needs. Those fucking sick-ass, dope-ass bass drops. The fucking hooks, kid. Them synth stabs gonna be in your ears like... I got my boy, got this studio, man. It's fucking dope. He got this crack copy of Ableton. We got this mom's computer, dog. And we making some sick-ass shit. I pirated a whole copy of Native Instruments Contact. All them VSTs, man. I got the sampler. I got the FM synth. I got the sub synthesizer. I got the drum machine. I'm gonna go fuck this shit up, man. We be fucking around. We bringing drugs to the party. My friend got some beans on lockdown, man. Transformers. Dolphins, you know, the little ones with the, they got like an insurance logo. I don't know who does the insurance. It doesn't make sense. They fuck you up, dog. I don't know what's even in those. Shit, man. Anyway, that shit is dope, man. I'm telling you, I got some shit. You want a mad scientist? I'm gonna bring these heavy beats, gonna fuck you up, son. I'm gonna wreak havoc with this bass, son. I'm gonna come at you with that fucking ion sub cannon straight up. Bass rape in your ears. You ever had your ear combed in by a subwoofer, baby? That's what I'm gonna have make it happen. I'm gonna make it so dope. I'm gonna go to the festival. I'm gonna catch Skrillex's set. I'm gonna catch Pretty Lights' set. I'm gonna catch DJ Dara's set. I'm gonna catch Diesel Boy's set. I'm getting dope and fucking this motherfucker. I'm rolling 4 days in. Oh, what the fuck is this weak ass bullshit? This pussy baby bullshit. This shit ain't even distorted, son. What the fuck is this 1990s LL Cool J nonsense you bringing up in my shit? Man, I'm fucking, you know why I talk like this? Because I grew up in the suburbs, son. It doesn't make any sense. I'm white as fuck. My dad bought me a Suburban at 15, man. I get dope as shit up in this bitch. Turn this shit off. This ain't even my beats, man. This is some motherfucking playing on the soundboard. Get me back there. I'm gonna drop some real shit, some heavy shit, man. I'm gonna fuck it up. I'm gonna bring this shit, man. Shit. Can't talk about mad scientists. You want some people to wreak some havoc, man? I'm gonna make some shit, make people go crazy. I'm gonna drop that shit. Gonna make kids be taking their fucking clothes off, sucking each other's dicks up in the club. Not because they on too much Molly and they always wanted what it'd be like, but just because the bass is so sick. Gonna be like, wah, 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 wah. It's gonna be so dope, son. That's what I'm just saying. I'm mad as fuck with these beats. My name is straight up. The fuck is this weak ass shit? Alright, I'm getting the fuck off here, kick the DJ off the set. Yo, man, you got any bass neck in this motherfucking shit, man?
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Professor of Wompology, St. Thomas Ledoux. To be fair, I was just trying to give you a platform because I thought you were about to start rapping. I really did. But to be fair, that was the closest thing to an actual mad scientist pitch we've had all night. So give it up for that. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two scientists left, and if neither of them proposes something that gives us an adequate way to take over the world, I don't know what we're going to do here at Friendly Town. Just another ordinary, boring week here in Friendly Town, I guess. Unless this next scientist has something to say about it. Give it up for the craziest of the crazy, Professor John Hurst.
Give a round of applause for all the previous mad scientists that we had before you. Thank you. I'm a little worried about my job prospects at the moment, because I was really hoping to be one of their Igors tonight. My name, you may have been surprised. What do you think my name is? Igor?
Stefan.
That's a nice name. That's not my name, though. My name's Igor. I will think about that in the future, though, for future references. I come from Amigovania, and I'm just, I've been having a hard time finding work over there. When I heard that Friendly Town was having a mad scientist ball of some sort, or what have you here, I decided I need to show off my skills as a henchman towards you, the potential mad scientist here. So I don't have printed copies of my resume because I didn't plan that far, but I can talk on stage and just try to explain the things that I can do as a modern day henchman for you. For one, I'm definitely not a Renfield. Renfields are for vampires only. Do not mistake me for one of them. They eat flies. I don't. That's the main difference right there. But I'm very good. I'm very good at excavating bodies, I'll have you know. My record's 6 minutes for like a full casket. Full wooden mahogany casket. I'm very good at my job. I actually, at the same time, I stole one of those Krispy Kreme fresh and hot signs. So when I get the car, I turn on the Krispy Kreme sign, and the mad scientist that I work for at the moment knows that the fresh and hot, or cold, whatever have you, the joke is in there somewhere. I can keep cool under pressure. I have you know, in that same incident, I had a speeding ticket. That one actually happened, but I didn't mention anything about brains or psychological experiments. I looked at it with like my one good eye, and I kind of squinted, and I just thought, you know, I did what I thought normal humans do, and just mutter a bunch until they give me that ticket. It was a good time. I admit to my mistakes. I'm not like those Igors back in the 1920s and 30s. I realized that I may not be the most dexterous person. I can't even talk normally. That's how bad I am. But I'm admitting my mistakes right now. I'm not gonna drop that brain on the ground and get you the dumb brain. That is third rate shit. That's third rate Igor bullshit, and I'm not a third, I'm a first rate, and I will bring it towards you that. Also, what I mentioned to you there, I do drive a car, so I have my own transportation. You don't have to lug me around in your horse and carriage or whatever you have. I won't ask you all about all your science shit. You can do whatever sciencey things you want. You can do, like, I'm definitely going to be talking to Professor Stoneair about other things as well. But any flasks, anything, I know what those are for. Those are for making doors of Mario 2. I'm not going to bother you about those. I am trained to sing because as an Igor, you have different roles, and you got some weird people who are not quite mad scientists, but they insist that you're a teapot in a lonely castle, and that's really weird. That was a really weird gig. I do have a website because a modern day Igor has to have a website to show off the resume to even potential mad scientists. I did work for a computer mad scientist for a time, and it was very boring. He mostly played World of Warcraft. I was very bored with it, but you can go to the great Igro, because apparently there's not an O-R, there's Romania, though, so it just, you get the typo. And I can barely read. I don't know if you noticed that by now. I can barely read, but that's way step higher than most Igors, and I can tell you that I am quite the catch. So if you don't mind me, I'm just going to be over there. You come talk to me anytime. Any of the mad scientists at Friendly Town with whatever stipend or whatever they get here, just include me on it. Just board me with some room or whatever. And just remember, I'm not a Renfield no flies. Thank you. Woo!
Woo! Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Igor. So interestingly enough, he's jumping the gun on our show for in a couple weeks from now. Friendly Town needs a mad scientist assistant. who knew? Who knew? I guess we don't have to do that now. We already have a mad scientist assistant. But we still are, the jury's still out on who our mad scientist is going to be. Fortunately, we have one more incredibly mad scientist. He is so mad, he specialized, he actually has 3 different advanced degrees in the study of Mountain Dew. Ladies and gentlemen, Professor of Mountain Dew, Dr. Jay Kendrick.
Jay Kendrick, I'm a mad scientist, go fuck yourselves. All right. Matt's a shut up, Tom Lewis. So great, Todd can't be funny on stage. He's got to wait to do it at the bar. All right. Fuck out of here. So, hey, as he said, I'm a Mountain Dew mad scientist. I've contributed a lot to the cause of Mountain Dew, the greatest goddamn American drink on the planet. Am I right? I'm correct. Yeah. So, I've created the brand new Mountain Dew. Maybe you've heard of it. It's called Dew-SA. Everybody, you ever seen Dew-SA? Proud of it. It's real. It's real shit. If you don't know what Dew-SA is, it's code red, voltage, and whiteout, like all those Mountain Dews, in a can. So basically, it's America in a can. Also, we added Apollo Creed's blood, just to make it a little more patriotic and real. But that's not mad science stuff. We need to figure out how to manipulate the rest of the world. So I've been coming up with some concoctions that involve Dew-SA, the drink of patriotism. So I figured it out. So we got Dew-SA, right? So we have a new drink that we're figuring out because we need to manipulate the female race, right? So it's like Dew-SA, okay? It's voltage and code red, okay? White out. And then $5 box wine, and we call it Do Her Essay. So we got that. That's going to be good. You know, you can pick that in early fall. I don't even know what fall is, but no. So then more. We would even need more concoctions. There's more things. We want a Mountain Dew that'll help our judicial system, right? Because we need that. We need something to help the judicial system. So I figured out we could do Code Red, Voltage, White Out, in a fair trial, and we just put them all together, and then we call it Due Process Essay. So there you go. There's that. Due Process Essay is fucking brilliant. Fuck you. And finally, so dumb. And then finally, this was dumb. You know what? I mean, like, guys, you know, we have a hard time with dates, and we want smart women. We do, you know, we'd like to date a woman that's fairly intelligent. So I've created a do that will get you a better chance. You know, preferably with librarians. Actually, specifically with librarians. It's blackout, voltage, white out, code red. Wait, code red, something else, voltage, and the Dewey Decimal System. And we call it Dew Date Essay. So, so dumb. It's so fucking dumb. But basically, my point is this, okay? We are going to make Further Town great again, and we can only do that with Dew-SA. So if you don't mind me, let's get a chant started. Dew-SA, 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 Dew-SA. I told you I'm patriotic. Dew-SA. God damn it. Fuck. Okay. That's it. Good time.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor of Mountain Dew and Dew-SA, Dr. Jay Kendrick. What? Holy shit.
I've come here from the future with a warning. I've come here with a warning for my past self.
Todd, you
thank God I made it in time. Todd, don't do the bit that requires you to smoke cigarettes. Do the bit about going back in time and kicking Van Halen in the dick.
Todd, you're too late. The show's already over.
No! No!
Everyone take a knee. No! Everyone take a knee.
I miss being that team.
Ladies and gentlemen. This has been, that was, Friendly Town. keep it going for all your mad scientists tonight, all the people who make this possible, yourselves. We had a lot of fun, and we have no idea who our mad scientist is going to be. It'll probably just be Dr. J. Kendrick with Igor as his assistant, just coming up with new ways to make Mountain Dew even more awesome. Like that's actually not a half bad like thing to add to the Friendly Town landscape. Honestly, like a Mountain Dew factory that only makes Dew SA. It's a Mountain Dew factory that only manufactures energy drinks, like the energy drink. Arm of Mountain Dew is coming to Friendly Town, you guys. We did it. We did it. All right. Yeah, jobs. Oh, right. That. Yeah, that too. Oh, yeah, jobs. As the mayor of Friendly Town, I make that my number one priority. Bring new jobs to Friendly Town. Speaking of bringing new jobs to Friendly Town, for every like on our Facebook page, a new job is created. So do it for the next generation. Go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/, you guys know that part already, /Friendlytown Knoxville. You can also contact us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com. And that's, what? I'm 100% serious. Email us at friendlytownmayor@aol.com. Keep up to date with us on Facebook. And of course, you can hang out with us here at the Pilot Light every Monday night here in Knoxville, Tennessee. If you're listening on the podcast, which this has been recorded for the Friendly Town Radio podcast on iTunes, go check that out, download it, give it a review. We're gonna get that shit into the iTunes recommended one. I'm the mad scientist. We're gonna get our podcast into the iTunes recommended list. That's what we're going to do. I'm going to do it, even if I have to sleep less than 10 hours a night, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this happen. All right, ladies and gentlemen, hang out, grab a drink, give it up for your bartending mayor, Todd, yourselves, Friendly Town, USA. See you next week.